Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Five on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the parking lot here outside of Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark. Zach Zaidman's pregame show leads you up to first pitch. We have a great crowd. This is a good party. Fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions. Food is being provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. Stop by and say hi. We've had a lot of people do so. This is really fun. And is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Download the Circus Sports Illinois app today. And now, without further ado, Rahimi and Harrison, Mark Grody, and Five on It.
Five on It.
Number one.
Former Bears tight end Greg Olsen made a recent appearance on FS1, also known as the Danny Parkins Network. Olsen joined the herd with Colin Cowherd and shared his thoughts on how hard it is for rookies to watch film in the NFL.
I don't think most young guys coming out of college, unless you just happen to be playing for, you know, the right coach, the right position coach, coordinator, whoever at the college level, to teach you the art of film study. I think we used to have a joke, like, we're not in here watching movies, right? There's a lot of guys that put the game on, play one, and they just go play one, play two, play three, and they just go through the sequence of a game. You know, yes, you're watching film. Are you really getting the tendencies and really know what you're looking at to study? My experience is most guys have to learn that. Most guys have to learn that over the career. How I watched film in my 14th year was wildly different than how I watched it my first and second year. And I think it's up to the organization. It's up to the coach, especially at the quarterback position, where there is no greater responsibility than understanding not only everything of what your team's doing, but of course what the opposing team is doing defensively. So I can't imagine Ben Johnson's going to let that go on at all. So I think for Caleb Williams and his development, the right guy now is in control in Chicago, both over the team and then obviously offensively with what Ben Johnson can do.
What do you think of what Olsen had to say about rookies watching film in the NFL?
How dare you, Greg Olsen? How dare you bring up reasonable takes? How dare you bring up perspective from a veteran that probably makes it all make sense? No, that was the right call. I think he's right. It's not just the quarterback. There's a lot of people who don't know how to watch film. You could argue that a lot of people have been told to watch film a little bit differently than they should, or prioritize different things than maybe they should. So in that case, I am all for not only learning how to watch film differently, regardless of whether or not you thought you knew how to watch it, but also revisiting process. So yeah, Greg Olsen, you make good points.
The best part about that is him talking about, well, Ben Johnson's going to nip it in the bud, for lack of a better saying. I see it like this. Ben Johnson told us he wants Caleb Williams to see the field like he sees the field and vice versa, so they can understand what both of them are looking at. I think that extends to watching film the way I would watch film and seeing defenses the way I would on film. and seeing what went wrong on film. All of this to say that I'm not worried about this anymore after, one, Caleb's explanation, and two, hearing the variety of ways that film gets watched by different players at different positions from all these veterans who have spoken since Caleb Williams' quote first came out.
And we're talking about it. That's the good part, because believe it or not, like what Greg Olsen just said, there might be head coaches in the league that are like, huh, that's interesting, because they've done it their way, they've done it their own way, and they have to remind people that, yes, sometimes you have to get back to the basics and not assume as a coach, and I'm not just talking about Caleb Williams, that other players may not know things that you would assume that they already know. I'm already thinking about the Bears' two top picks this year, Colston Loveland and Luther Burden. Like, what do they know? What is it that they don't know as first and second round picks that they will need to know this year? And I bring those two guys up because, again, and this is a separate point, I can't stand that those two guys have been missing the offseason program. I've seen too many players, too many times, young players, first round picks, second round picks, lose progress towards the season because they miss the offseason stuff.
Well, and also I think you guys both make good points in that, what do we know about the NFL culturally? They love to gatekeep information. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are many times where you're pretending like you've got this to your coach and you do not have this. Hell, they change basic jargon all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just call it a run up the middle anymore. Now it's ISO duo. You know, you can't call it a run outside. Now it's outside zone. And yes, there are nuances here and I'm being a little glib. But point being, they love to change information on you even when you have it. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if this hopefully inspires some coaches to also ask their players, you good? Because you might not be good.
Right. What do you know? I mean, just like we used to do in high school something called a minimal competency test, where they would give this test to everybody at the high school just to make sure there weren't any pretenders at the high school.
That you could read, write, and add, yes, subtract, divide, and multiply.
Right. Do you know what 5 plus 2 is?
That doesn't happen anymore.
Like the minimal competency stuff. So maybe the Bears need to do a minimal competency quiz like we did in high school.
Wonder, look it out.
You might not like your answers.
Number 2.
A now viral social media post by the Bears features defensive tackle Andrew Billings catching the ball out of a jugs machine. Is this a possible Ben Johnson trick play hint? What other Bears would you like to see involved in a trick play?
I reposted this because I thought it was glorious. If there was one thing I wanted to see, it was the Bears posting Andrew Ball Hawk Billings. And there he is, looking like a receiver, running. Also, I'm just happy he's healthy. That's also something I want to see. And if this is a preview of the trick play, let's go. You know who I've said I want to be a part of a trick play before? Braxton Jones. Because Braxton Jones is two people. He's Braxton Jones in the pocket, and he's Braxton Jones in space. And Braxton Jones in space will mess some people up. So I'm hoping that Braxton Jones is a future Bears trick play guy whenever his ankle heals.
Hey, I mean, Penny Sewell tried to throw a pass against the Bears.
Look how athletic Andrew Billings looks there.
Yeah.
I love it. It gives me joy.
The guy that I want to see as part of a trick play would have to be one Kalmanung guy. Because that means if he's out here running trick plays, the Bears have the game in hand. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that would definitely be the case, Kyle. And that would, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, because of how popular Kyle Manungai already is.
Yeah.
People would love that. All right, if we're going to do that.
Fan service.
I'm going to see your Kyle Manungai.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm going to, you ready for this? I'm going to raise you a Zay Frazier.
Ooh.
The corner?
Dun, dun, dun.
The quarterback?
Hey,
are we talking about the same guy?
Hey, man. Bring in your defensive guy. Yes, we're talking about the same guy.
I just want to make sure.
Is that insulting to Jalen Johnson potentially? Because I could see Jalen wanting to be part of a trick play because he was part of the Pro Bowl.
That's
true. You remember when he lined up a wideout in the Pro Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might make him a little jealous a little bit, especially.
I like a jealous Jalen Johnson, rookie. Though.
But back to the Billings.
Petty Jalen Johnson makes things happen.
Who doesn't love big man running? I mean, when I think of big men running, I think back to the 01 Bears when you had Keith Traylor and Ted Washington. Big man rumbling down the field. So if that is a sign of things to come, Andrew Billings rumbling down the field, I am in.
I changed my mind. It's Doug Kramer. Because I want to see him do it, master it, execute it, And then Ben Johnson in his post-game press conference. That's how you run.
Dude,
justice for Doug Kramer.
Justice for Doug.
But if
Kramer.
It didn't
justice
work,
for Doug.
That's so risky, though.
I know, but that's why you got to do it.
Well, but then Ben Johnson will be ruined if that doesn't work. Then he's the guy that copied Matt Eberflus.
No,
then we got 5 days of talking
about
that.
He took the same guy Matt Eberflus couldn't do stuff with and actually did stuff with him.
We're so early to this, and I know we're going to talk about it between now and like August.
Our rhymes are on time,
Layla. But. What if Ben Johnson just ran the same play and it worked and that's the troll trick play?
If he was like, hey, Doug, I'm going to need you to take all that stuff off of your arms. Now you can hold on to the ball. And then,
that would be the biggest troll ever if he just ran the exact same play in just a scenario where it works.
I would like to see Darnell Wright throw the football because he had his right tackle Penny Sewell throw the football unsuccessfully against the Bears last year. Let's see Darnell Wright do that. MJ Frazier.
Number three.
The Cubs have the second best record in the National League. What will have to happen for the Northsiders to sustain that or even surpass that?
Surpass. I'll tell you what has to happen for it to be sustained and surpassed. They have to continue these awesome RBI numbers. That's what has to happen. Seiya Suzuki, Kyle Tucker, and who am I forgetting? PCA. That's the top three in RBI numbers right now in the National League. They're three of the top 10. When you've got three dudes in the top 10, not only is it indicative of how many runs you're scoring as a team, as we've talked about, the Cubs are 322. That's far and away the top number in the National League. That also indicates that you're probably winning a game. So as long as Ducks are on the pond and people are bringing them in at that rate, when you've got three of those dudes, that says a lot about what you're doing.
You guys are really good with sports adages and cliches, correct? So what is – finish this sentence. The best ability is what?
Availability.
Yeah, you gotta stay healthy. Like I want to get nitty gritty like you, Layla, with the whether it's stolen bases and being able to score in all these different ways. But first of all, just have your guys on the field. And right now, that rotation is one injury away from being really, really, really problematic. And so I really need them to just stay healthy and get healthy. Those are the two things.
We already have TBD for the starting rotation tomorrow.
That's more about Ben Brown's giving up 14 runs in his last two outings combined.
Keep beating bad teams like you have. Keep sweeping the White Sox. Keep sweeping the Rockies. Keep taking two out of three from mediocre teams like the Cincinnati Reds, like the Marlins. Did they sweep them? No, they took two out of three
twice.
From the Marlins. Keep like that. That sounds weird, but a sign of a good team is teams that beat.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bad teams. We've seen too many times in the past 3 or 4 years with the Cubs where you look ahead to their schedule and you say, okay, this is they're going to go on that run right now, and they don't. This year they have taken care of business, and as nice as it has been with the Cubs scoring all the runs that they have, they are going to need another starting pitcher. Justin Steele ain't walking back through that door, so eventually there needs to be somebody from the outside of the organization to start for the Chicago Cubs.
Also, I have some sad news.
Oh no, what's wrong?
Layla.
Matt Mervis got DFA'd by the Marlins.
Poor Matt Mervis. You'll always be a Cub.
Do you think he gets a Goodfellas treatment from Tanny? I don't think
he's quite on that level.
Is he a Valus treatment?
No, Valus. Stop it. Stop. No.
His initials are VJJ.
Play the thing.
VJJ.
Number four.
Speaking of spelling, 13-year-old Faison Zaki won the Scripps National Spelling Bee last night after being the runner-up last year.
Zox.
Which words will you always spell wrong no matter how hard you try?
The word I have spelled it right once, I think, by happenstance. But the word is connoisseur because I'm a connoisseur of many things. And every time I go to – and it's French. And I took French. And yet still connoisseur will trip me up.
Spell it.
Because it's so many consonants. Why French? Why?
Let me try.
It starts C-O-N-N.
S-E-O.
No. Where's the S coming from? Connoisseur.
Yeah, there's an S.
Go ahead.
C-O-N. E.
No, you already messed up. You already messed up.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You Layla, know. Would you like to take a crack at it?
C-O-N-N-A-I-S-S-E-U-R.
Okay, no, now somebody's no. trying to show
oh,
off.
Oh, not two N's, one?
It's O-I-S-S-E-U-R, I think.
You were
I
wrong,
could be
Layla,
wrong.
Hot shot.
There's
Layla trying to do it real fast, act like she knew. Like, I don't think so.
C-O-N-N-A-I-S-S-E-U-R.
There you go. Wait, did you actually get it wrong again?
Or no, it is an O.
Yeah, it's like there's no A in the word. There's no A in the word. What about you, Layla?
I wonder what that is. I lost a spelling bee on tariff, but I was in sixth grade, and it wasn't as top of mind as it is right now.
Uh-huh. My old one used to be Cincinnati before I lived there because I thought it was two T's. It's only one T in Cincinnati.
The natty.
I had never even heard that word when I was in sixth grade.
Tara,
I was like, what?
You've heard it. You've heard it now, though, haven't you?
Jeez, man.
So is that do you still have trouble with that? Like when you see that, think
no.
about
no, tariff? She's got tariff.
Absolutely
now.
Not.
Is there anything now that
also,
you have trouble?
Also, the Texas accent mixes it up because they were like tariff, and I'm like pretty sure it's an A tariff, whatever. Now,
yeah,
I don't know. Convenient got me for a while, but then I got out of it. I go through spelling phases.
You know what? Where this is a really simple word that for some reason I always like. It always stops me in my tracks.
Give it to me.
Concern.
Concern?
I always want to put a C. It's at C O N S E R N. For some reason, my
no.
brain.
No, it's
goes,
actually. No, it's there's no S there. There's two C's. There's two C's.
C-O-N-E-R-N.
C. I just did it. There's an S. There is an S there.
No, there's no S.
No. See? Concern is C-O-N-C-E-R-N.
That word, see? That word is a...
I think you're playing with us right now.
No, I'm not.
I think you're playing in our faces.
I wish I was.
Also, the connoisseur with the A, That's a brand of like jewelry polish.
Oh, so that's like someone's intentionally giving you the wrong spelling.
Well, that's why like I always have a jewelry polishing cloth. It's connoisseur and it's a jewelry polisher.
Speaking of, did you see the sign? I think I read the sign and it had Wrigley'sville on it.
Wrigley'sville's?
Dogs.
Wrigley'sville's.
So have we been saying it wrong?
Is it Wrigley? It says Wrigley'sville in all of our
We go to break. I'm gonna go to the sea. Actually, go ahead.
Get down to the bottom of this. Okay. What else we got?
If you mess up, you're gonna have to show baby bear pics to the people.
Oh, wait a minute. The baby?
It was such a cute baby.
Aw.
Is it teeny baby?
What happened to Marshall? Marshall just hold on. A little play-by-play from Marshall. Oh, Marshall.
Does it say Wrigley'sville? Marshall thinks.
Look, he's got a look in his face. He's got a bleep-eating grin right now. He's got the "I'm right" look about him at this moment.
So it says Wrigley'sville on all the things. When I Googled it, it was Wrigley'sville dogs. On the actual sign, the marquee, Wrigley'sville.
Wrigley'sville, which is perfect. That is on brand. What's
what
that,
in the
sir?
Name of Trubinsky's going on here?
Whoever made that sign shops at the Jules.
Yeah,
that's
shout
what,
out to
that's
the
what
Jules.
It is.
The Juleses.
That is correct. Jules. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate five it.
On it. Number five.
As you just heard Marshall describe, we are currently broadcasting live from the parking lot of Wrigley'sville Dogs.
Wrigley'sville Dogs.
Yeah, get it right, Ray. Keep up.
Who among you is the best driver? Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody.
Who's the best driver?
All right, I will say that based on my resume, I can't be bad because I know how to drive in New York and Los Angeles and Dallas, Houston, Philadelphia, and here. And nothing on God's green earth is like driving in New York. Like, I thought I was cool and I knew how to navigate all the 8-lane freeways in LA and all that. No, you know why? The 8-lane freeways are consistent. They stay wide. They're just clogged. No. Driving the Gothels Bridge in New York before it got widened was the most horrifying experience of my life.
Done that.
I know how to do it, but I panicked the whole time. Like, driving in New York, you've got to commit to the upper lower deck of a bridge. Like, lower whacker is nothing compared to like the Verrazano Narrows, and you don't know where you're going, and it's $28 when you cross the bridge, and if you make a mistake, it's another $28. So since I drive with the fear, I will say that I'm at least in the conversation.
Well, I don't think you're in the conversation. Here's why.
She's
here's
not.
Why. Here's why you're not in the conversation.
I'm a woman.
No.
I'm a woman driver.
No.
What do I do in other radio?
Whoa. No. Hey. Here's why.
No, I'm just
you don't drive anymore.
You don't have a car.
You don't have a car.
Oh, yeah.
You're out of practice.
I'm with Marshall.
You're out of practice.
I just drive in LA.
You don't drive nearly as much.
When was the last time you drove in Chicago?
In Chicago?
Yeah. Come on, hotshot.
It's whenever I use a station vehicle, so I don't know.
Not very often.
So it's been months. It's been months?
Yeah, you're eliminated, Layla.
Yeah, you're eliminated.
But also, I don't drive in snow, so I'm probably not.
Oh, my God. Okay. You buried the lead. Okay.
All right.
I'm like, snow?
You just missed. Go get yourself
a hot pocket.
The
way she pulled out the woman card on us.
I know, man.
That has nothing to do with that.
And I was thinking the same thing where she doesn't drive. She's all shout out to the red line. No, I don't think so, Layla.
No, it's so true. I use CTA for everything.
You love UCA.
Yeah,
I do.
Don't cramp us. No.
I'm not saying that because I've done commercials. I actually love CTA that much. Ray and I talk about it a lot.
Why?
And if you guys remember the high school state championships for basketball, Champaign.
You drove.
I've driven one time since then. I'm giving it to Grody because he actually drives places.
Yeah.
I don't drive anywhere either.
Right. Honestly, within the city, I drive very little. But I probably do drive the most of anybody here. And I have come to grips with something. I am just, and this is hard for any man to say, I am just an average driver.
Oh, so like maybe I am the winner because I drive in the snow too.
I realize that about myself.
I don't F with the snow.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get to
I live here and
do.
I like living here, but I'm like, oh, other things can take me places in snow?
Having lived in Philadelphia for over a decade, having lived in Cincinnati, which was way worse when it comes to snow, and then Pittsburgh was the worst. They're like, we don't have any sand or salt.
No
or
sand even?
They would have it, but then they'd conveniently be out of it, and you'd be like, it's going to be a couple days, huh?
What?
It was, when I lived in Pittsburgh, it was wild.
In Pittsburgh.
But you'd have to figure it out. So I figured it out. Yeah, I think it's, I might have you, Grody.
I was like driving a TV station vehicle in Oklahoma, and like there were like just sheets of ice on the road.
Can everyone here drive a stick?
Screaming.
I can drive a stick. I learned
I can drive a stick.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'll take it.
I think you would.
I don't know, man. I can drive stick shift. I can believe it.
My
or not.
First station car in Columbus, Mississippi was a stick.
Yeah.
So I had to drive it everywhere.
Yeah, no choice in the matter.
No choice.
Yeah. I owned a stick shift for a couple of years. Once you've done it for any period of time, you never forget it.
Asante on Twitch says you're not a professional Chicago driver until you've navigated the Dan Ryan during the afternoon rush.
I've done that.
I hate to tell you, it's annoying.
But it's not as hard as other places.
Right. They're like New York?
Right.
Nothing on earth.
Or if you can navigate Lower Wacker, like once you learn that, you're in really good shape getting around the city. That's a really good thing.
It's so true. But yeah, I guess because I don't drive in the snow at all and I don't have a car here anymore.
We're going to give Marshall the win. Marshall, you get the win. I admitted that I'm an average driver, although maybe I drive the most out of the three of us, but congratulations.
I just don't like driving. Also, the moral of this entire segment is we are live at Wrigley'sville Dogs.
That's right. And what a party it is.
Wrigley'sville.
We got a lot of people drinking beers here. We got food, hot dogs, pizza pockets.
A dog showed
beef.
Up. A really cute dog was here earlier.
Oh, I didn't see the pup.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not as cute as the baby bear.
But
yeah, pretty good.
I ate some dogs. They were hot.
You're eating a lot today, man.
That's not the type of dog work out, I was talking
right?
about.
Oh, my bad.
I had a pizza puff. It was glorious. Yeah, there's food, too, as we get
too.
You ready for pregame.
I'm going to get it to go.
Good idea.
Come on, let's get that coffee to go.
Speaking of all of that, let's do a little Cubs pregame next on The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Rahimi and Harris live at Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark. Brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be.
It's Rahimi, Harris, and Brody on The Score.
Bears.
What the heck?
Yeah, I get
Bears.
Thank you, sir.
We did a lot of bear talk today.
Yeah.
But now it is time for baby bears again.
Oh, baby bears.
The cubs. The cubbies is what she's talking about.
Oh, yep. She had that picture.
Not those little bitty baby bears.
She just had it with those little baby bears.
The baby bear was adorable.
The baby bear was adorable. No one's arguing about cubs. Everybody loves cubs around here. I'm looking in the parking lot. I see a lot of cubs fans out here.
And a couple Reds fans.
It's okay. Looking good.
We got a Joe Morgan jersey out here.
Yeah, about
the classic.
That's pretty cool.
Remember Baez, Maddox.
Remember this, Joe Morgan? Remember this? Did the little thing? Yeah, it was elbow. Yeah.
Chris Bryant jersey in my purview.
Really?
We love that.
Where's the KB?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a Sacramento A's t-shirt? Wow.
Wow, this guy.
That's a choice.
That's a little too hipster, sir.
It is a little bit too hipster. Very anti-establishment.
It's like the Montreal Expos hats. Well, they used to be hipster. Not too many people have the Montreal Expos
hats.
It's not cool anymore.
It's anti-establishment because they don't want to be known as that. So that's kind of clever to have that shirt.
Yeah, that's the point.
I love that.
Can you spell anti-establishmentarian?
Yes, because all it is a bunch of prefixes and suffixes.
That's like we were talking about spelling bees earlier. That's like the hardest.
Anti-establishmentarianism? No, it's just the longest word.
Yeah, that's it. That's the longest word, right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a bunch of prefixes and suffixes.
What a great, we're the place to be. I love it.
Because they've been waiting for weeks for there to be enough sun out to be like, it's in the 70s and we could see 80s on Monday and Tuesday. And they have been waiting for this moment.
Oh yeah. We want to actually call out sick because, you know, it's going to be 87 on Monday. So we're going to call out and the illness is 87 degrees.
What days are you working next week on the shift?
Yeah, I am working.
You can also be out
with
us.
I think Monday and Wednesday. Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know. We might just, the thing is we get out at 2:30. We might just have to enjoy the afternoon sun.
Yeah, I think that's.
That sounds so not greedy. That sounds so not us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, are we? I don't know. Our plan might be foiled by ourselves.
Foiled again.
Yes.
We're all working this weekend.
By the way,
too.
In case you didn't get the lineup earlier, because we are getting ready for a big.
Ian Happ is not in center.
Yeah, Ian Happ's leading off. He's gonna play left field. Kyle Tucker, the two hole, playing right. Seiya Suzuki's DHing. We've got Carson Kelly batting cleanup because there's a lefty on the mound, Andrew Abbott.
Don't need to explain Carson Kelly hitting cleanup, man.
Well
Pico Armstrong should be batting cleanup on a standard day. Instead, he'll bat fifth. Dansby Swanson, sixth, playing shortstop. Nico Horner, Manning, second base, and batting seventh. Justin Turner gets the start at first base against the lefty. He'll bat eighth. And Matt Shaw trying to be the best nine-hole hitter that ever hit.
Being the best he can be. We mentioned we do have some Craig Counsell and also apparently an update on what's going on as far as the Saturday TBD situation with the starting pitching. Let's listen in.
We're continually to try to just add depth and incrementally upgrade, and I think we're going through a stretch of the season right now where I think left-handers are going to help against this team, against the next team we play, the Nationals. So just trying to put together the best roster we can every day.
Ben Burns, are you still expecting to pitch tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, we may use an opener tomorrow. We'll see how the game goes today. So that's the story. But yeah, Ben will be involved.
Is it specifically regarding something you see with the Reds and Ben Brown, or is it just how Ben's been performing?
I think we're trying to win the game. The best way to win the game, we think, is to consider an opener tomorrow, depending on who's available. So we'll look at that. That's kind of how the decision gets made. I think there's things Ben can do better. I think, when you use an opener for a starter, you're trying to make the f- f- trying to get a better solution in the first inning, and then you're trying to probably get a better solution kind of as, you know, you get to the back end of the appearance. The hitter's, you know, whatever, 19 to 25 or something like that, and make that job a little easier too.
As far as Ben goes, is it more about honing his two pitches or adding the third one to
be more efficient? Yeah, I mean, look, there's number of ways to improve. I don't think you always get to, you kind of work at all of them, but I don't think you get to pick which one. Sometimes you don't get to pick which one's going to be the one that the path you go on, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think the changeup is obviously a place that can get some outs and can keep hitters a little more less certain. I think, you know, execution can be a little sharper. I think, you know, I mean, last game's a good example. The first inning, he gave away the first 10 pitches of the game, essentially. And there's two guys on base, and you know, you got a tough inning ahead of you. They do have some good at bats, and you're giving up two runs, or end up giving four, but two probably that you didn't have to, at least one that you didn't have to. So there's a number of things that I think, you know, every guy is trying to improve on, but those are some examples for Ben.
I know you're constantly evaluating your team, but is this kind of like you'll be keeping an eye on Ben Brown's spot? Like in the rotation, is this something that's going to be immediately evaluated, start to start, outing to outing?
No. I mean, not necessarily.
Like he's in the rotation going forward, is kind of the expectation?
That's the expectation, yes.
Yeah. But could the opener thing be a thing for him specifically going forward, more than just?
Yeah, I think it could be a thing for somebody from other guys too. Yeah.
He said it was like he's been working on his first inning and maybe he's too amped up or something. Do you see anything different?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always easy when starters come out and if they're not having success in the first inning, and I think the first inning is, you know, you're gonna, the hardest innings for a starter are gonna be the first inning and the sixth or the seventh, right? Those, I think that makes sense, and that's what we always see. The first inning, really, because it's the inning, you haven't been on the mound in competition for 5 days. You're facing probably the top hitters in their lineup, and it requires you to kind of lock in immediately against the other team's best hitters, right? So it's a normal thing, and I think you tend to examine routine a little bit when you struggle with it, and that's an easier place. Frankly, it's an easier place to make some tweaks than maybe adding a changeup. Right? It's just a little easier to think about some adjustments there. So I think it's a place that we've spent some time with some focus and try to probably just do something different to. Because I think it warrants doing something a little different.
That was Craig Counsell. Okay, we got a little bit of partially snarky Craig Counsell when he points out that the opener scenario is an option for all of his starting pitchers.
Right. Asked if Ben Brown is an option. Yeah, he'd be an option, as would other pitchers be an option.
No, I think that was very specifically detailed to both Ben Brown and Cade Horton, to be honest. And also, to his point, this man's had issues in the first innings all year long. If you go back, he's got a 9.90 ERA in the first inning of games. We saw what happened the last time out, could not find the strike zone. And even before that, the only game they lost in the one series to the Marlins is when he gave up runs to the Marlins in the first inning. You can't have it. If we're talking about a standard, it needs to be set. And I think Craig Counsell is being very direct about what his standard is.
Yeah, and those runs to the Marlins in the first were back-to-back long balls, which you can't do either. Like, if you can't serve it up and have people turn on it and have him touch them all, that's for sure. But either way, I think Craig was being a little sarcastic.
Well,
there.
He was. And I will say this to Marshall's point and to Counsell's point, if he's going to use Ben Brown differently. And by the way, I love that we're at the point in the season, and we should be at the point in the season, where it's about winning every single game. They are not just going to throw Ben Brown out there and continue to let him develop or find his way. As just, no, it's not good enough anymore. You are in a winning mode as the Chicago Cubs, and things will be managed differently. So I love that we are at that point. But back to Ben Brown either being an opener or being a reliever. Even in that Marlins game that you mentioned, where the Cubs, that wild game where the Cubs ended up losing to the Marlins 8-7, and Ben Brown was bad in the beginning of the game and bad towards the end of the game, and then the middle, he was really good. He still had 8 strikeouts and 0 walks in a game in which he was bad. That screams reliever or opener or anything other than starter at this point.
I agree.
Because he can get strikeouts, right? Yeah, you put him in for an inning.
He throws strikes. What's the best pitch to hit? A strike.
You could strike
What's
out the
best
side
thing
with
you
that
could
guy.
Do? A strike. So
yes.
Either you're turning on it because you've seen a mistake or you've seen it just, I think, travel over more of the zone than you wanted to if you're throwing it, but not if you're hitting it. And that's the approach right now. Regardless, we're still waiting to see what's happening tomorrow.
Yes, TBA tomorrow. So, and it is. It sounded like to me, Marshall. I hear bullpen day tomorrow.
No. I hear opener, and then he goes. That's what I hear.
Who goes?
Brown.
Ben Brown goes.
Here's what I think we need to key in on: is Chris Flexen used today? Because I wonder if he ends up being a part of that combo. If
like
that's
a piggyback
the case tomorrow.
Wow. He was so good in his role the other night, the night in which you guys sang the stretch against Colorado.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't use him in an opener role or even in a starting role after the first couple innings. But, I mean, almost feel like that's a guy like you got to use throughout the game in your own specific scenarios.
You got the three, right? You have Pomeranz, Keller, and Flexen, all of whom know how to start a game.
Those are good options. Those are great options,
so
actually.
Those are the ones I'm looking for. If one of them gets used today, they're probably not available tomorrow to do that. So that would be my key if I'm trying to watch for something to get a clue as to what occurs tomorrow. Until then, we got to be concerned about today.
Yeah.
Thanks so much to our crowd here at Wrigleyville Dogs. This has been so impressive. Thanks to Circa Sports for putting this on. Thanks to Marquee for also hanging out and bringing the TV truck. Thanks to everybody who brought their dogs. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks also to our producers, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Connor O'Donnell is here, which is awesome. We see Matt Anaya somewhere in the crowd. Jenna Dunnelston also here. Our engineers, Rich Wyatt and CS, are also here. And thanks to you for joining us for this one. Also, Nick Friedel. It was nice to have him
on.
Love
Nick Friedel.
We do love Nick Friedel. Cubs baseball, Zach Zabin next on The Score.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.